أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من أمزه ونفخه ونفثه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إخوة الإيمان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises are due to Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I beseech Allah to shower His blessings and compassion. Uzab Lord Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also His companions and the Hadi of believers till the day of recompense. Without wasting our precious time, so I would love to go straight to the topic being given to discuss today. It's equivalent to Rajab 18, 1443, on February 20, 2022. I know this program is for women alone, so. And that is why some of the areas I will focus, they may have to do with women or females alone. So may Allah guide my thought and my presentation. The topic reads, Attaining Excellence in Deen and Faith, a must for all Muslims. A must for all Muslims. You know, there are certain things we need to understand from this topic. You want us to realize that as a Muslim, as a conscious Muslim woman, if someone is a Muslim woman, you want to worship Allah the way Allah is ought to be worshipped. You want to obey the teachings and sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, you need to be relevant in this world. Wala tansana suibaka mina dunya. Do not forget your own portion in this world. So that is why we want to focus on certain things. You know, there are some, what will I call it? It's like mindset or mentality people have about Muslim women. Number one, let me tell you two or three from what people they nurse against Muslim women. There are people who have the mindset that once you are using hijab, please listen very well. Once you are using hijab, you should not be relevant in worldly affairs. That you focus on what? On the outside alone. Leave this word for them. You know, please, you need to understand them. Utterances like that, that Aja, you have come to study mercy. What do you want to use it for? The belief is that you should only be concerned about using hijab, giving birth to many children, reading Quran, doing money askar, fasting in Ramadan. You are less concerned about being professionals. Please, are we together? So that is why you see when they see Muslim hijab women that are professionals, that are experts in various fields, they normally feel threatened. If you are a conscious one, your presence amidst 100 other professionals is a threat to them. You get it now? Because it is believed that you should only be concerned about the hereafter. And from the verse I've quoted, Allah has told us that wabi tagi fima ataka Allahu dar al-akhirah. Whatever Allah has bestowed upon you, ma atak Allah, it can mean a lot of things. The earth, Allah has endowed you with your brain, intelligence, brilliance, money, whatever you possess, spend it to earn Allah's mercy in the hereafter. You know, that should be our first objective. Nailu riballahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, are we together? Whatever, because I'm still coming to how to be excellent in our various fields. By the time you have removed Allah, forget about excellence. The first objective is what is the rifima ataka law adaro al akhirah. Even by the time you become an expert, a professional in your own field, you should know that you want to use it for Allah and Allah alone. Please, are we together? Allah now immediately added it to it. Wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Please, your own portion of this world, do not forget it. Do not abandon it. You need to take proper care of it as well. So let us take note of that. Another mindset about Muslim women is that they are only relevant within the corner of their husband's house. Please, are we together? That we remember the call, they should be selling pap, they should be selling fufu, among others. Why being professionals? Why being experts in various fields? Why attaining excellence? Please, attain excellence in preparing food, palatable dishes for your husband. Take care of your children. So please, all this your attaining excellence now, you don't need it. That is another mindset if we have about mostly women. Are we together? We need to change the narration. We need to do what? We need to change the narration. That as Muslim women, you can still attain excellence in your field you have chosen. Another mindset is that Muslim women, whatever they learn, they continue giving birth to many children. That is all they know. Please, are we together? And they are not telling lies. You get it now. You will see a situation whereby even in Yoruba land now, you don't normally give birth to children. Let us be factual. When I was serving in the north, I served in Damaturu Yoruba State. There was one of the fathers there. He was one of the patrons of MK. Aladi is something Bukar Jumbam, around that name. But I know it's Bukar, Abubakar is what they call Bukar over there. I think that Baba has 48 children. How many children? 48. Do you know the implication? Hausa, they give birth to a lot of children. Probably a woman, probably 12 children, or something around that nature. Or probably there were some wives he divorced, or probably some of his wives died, only Allah knows. But I know he has more than 30, 40 children. And almost all of them, they memorized Quran, they were nurses, lawyers, engineers. He was saying it. In fact, they gave him awards at Abuja, and MCAN Abuja then, national. You know some people, the mentality is, I'm a little professional, she will not even be relevant in the field. Some people, they have that mindset and mentality about us. And there are some, they know you hold your hereafter in high esteem. And some of these fields we are talking about, whether you agree or not, you meet certain practices that are in sharp contradiction to what your day has preached. Yes or no? You can see cases of hijab intimidation of our sisters. That of Lautec happened the other time. That of FUNAP is still there, up to now. Almost all the judges in Nigeria, if not few of them, that they behave And Allah is shaming them. Please, do you agree with that Allah is shaming them? It is when they are battling with hijab and hijabites. Our sisters are now shining. They are leading almost all universities. Not only in Nigeria, even internationally. I monitor it on the net. Even hijab sisters in Europe, they lead their classes. They are not distracted. They don't have hours to spend with their boyfriends. They don't have men friends. They take care of themselves, their families, and that is all. They don't watch all these pornographic sites. If you know how many hours some of these girls, they spent on the internet, chatting, doing video calls, connecting video sex, all those rubbish, it wastes their precious time. And even from my own research, some of our sisters leading their classes, at least I can, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I know some of them. Even some of them, they were later done in the car, like sister, that's our sister at UI. I think I even spoke with her husband yesterday, Engineer Dawood. I never let her drone in a car at Mania. The sister, apart from being first class, she learned some other petty jobs. She was not taking a boyfriend. When the others were busy doing video chatting, she was learning some other things beneficial. So please, this is also bad. They know if you want to be to attain excellence in your fields, certain things on the way, they are in sharp contradiction to your belief. So that is why it is like only few women, extremely few, highly infinitesimal, they attain excellence we are talking about in their fields. But let us be factual. We have a lot of Muslims who attain excellence in their religion. But when it comes to fields, they are nowhere to be found. And that is affecting us. Do you agree with me? It is seriously affecting us. Let me give you 2, 3, 4, 5. This is preamble. I'll come to the lecture very soon. Ibadan as a case study. In the whole Nigeria, I can tell you, Ibadan remains one of the towns where we have a lot of niqabites. Not, don't even talk about those using the jab, niqabs. One of my friends, he came for a program here in Ibadan. He's from the north, he's an Hausa. We served together. He said, Rashid, you have a lot of areas in Ibadan. Even in my town, we have only a few niqabites now. I said, we have a lot of them. He said, but you have different size here. We need to have your own problem. He said, I saw so they will use one small something like this and they will cover their face. But you see, they're looking at their legs. No, don't worry. Leave that with us. That's our own problem. You just go to your town. Go and do that one thing. Apart from Ibadan, probably sounds like Iwo. They may be following us. Said, Ibadan is large. And apart from being large, we have a lot of dawah organizations in Ibadan. We have a lot of individuals doing dawah. We have a lot of mashru from Saudi Arabia. We have people get free mosque, among others. As far as Nigeria is concerned, if you know any town where we have more niqabites than Ibadan, please tell me. I will argue with you. As the Nigeria of today that I know, Ibadan remains the town with most hijabites and niqabites. Ibadan, this Ibadan, we are talking. This is not tribalism, we are talking about reality. And probably after Ibadan, now you're thinking of Iwo. You go to Iwo. But you know, Iwo is not as big. Probably we want to use land mass. Iwo may be the first. Because you know how many Iwo we will take out from Ibadan. You want to talk of land mass, probably Iwo will be the best with hijabs and niqabs. That because Ibadan is big. Now let us use Ibadan. How many female Muslim doctors we have in Ibadan? You know other women, they'll be giving birth to children, yes or no? Apart from giving to children, they will fall sick, yes or no? Whether we agree or not, they will need surgery, medical surgery. Not, it may not be all of them, but some of them. their daughters will fall sick. They will need medical attention. I can tell you what majority of our women they pass through, as far as you know, taking care of themselves is concerned, some of our religious practices are eroded. That is the issue. Okay, I was with Atarishikola Mosque last Sunday with women also, discussing a particular issue, Atarishikola Mosque, with women, or just certain members. One of the issues I raised there, I'm still raising it here now. How many female modernisats were, you know, let us be realistic with ourselves. Most of our girls, they are prone to sexual harassment of some of these younger fans coming up now. They are only after condemnation of bidah. Spiritually, they are dead. Spiritually, they are nowhere to be found. They don't have that Islamic upbringing we had. Because they are not brought up with books like Riyadu Salihin. I was telling one of them, I was brought up, listen very well, anywhere in the world, I can say it. Please listen, I know what I'm saying. That's why I'm being selective. Kitabu Tawheed of Al-Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab. That was the first book of Aqidah they used for us in our lectures. Not even at Madrasa. Lectures. They would read it for us every week. And that assisted our Aqidah. It was later we attended Madul Arabi. We are now using Fatul Majid, Sheru. Not Madul Arabi, we started learning Kitabu Tawheed. It was at lectures. We were brought up with Riyadu Salihin, Minhaju Muslim. All these books, they will make you to have soft heart towards Muslims. They will make you to be pious, to be righteous. Where you see Babul Ikhlas, where you see Babul Tekwa, where you see Babul Atawakul, where you see Babul Al-Yakin, Babul Itibawu Sunnah, all these Babus are there in Riyadu Salihin. But some of the present youth, they are learned. In fact, I know what some of my senior students encounter with some of those who start in various madrasa. They know, and that's why they are employed. But when it comes to morality, they are not there. You see that when they relate with opposite sex with girls, they feel like they are your stars now. Some of your daughters, they are prone to new stars. They are the ones taking them in madrasa now. They have no Serbia, but they are learned. They know Kew, they know Arabic now. Now, how many Muslim sisters are to teach our daughters? How many madrasa being handled by Muslim women where our daughters can memorize? Babe, I know one or two. Anybody? That of Umu after many years. I think I know that one. I think that's even the only one I know. And probably that of Amuloko, and the woman is no more alive. May Allah forgive her. She's no more alive now. Probably I know two. Then if you, I'm not saying that I know all that. But those are the two that I know that are popular. Let's assume we have 10 in Ibadan. Let's assume we have 50. They are not up to what we need. With number of our daughters. Is that not another field? We need people that will attain excellence in Arabic knowledge, that will be specialists. Some of our daughters, all our girls should not go for men's law, law, law. We need experts in this field. Because some of our girls, our daughters, they are prone to sexual harassment from some of these corrupt to start taking them. Who lack that Islamic training? They are only good in speaking Arabic and doing Arabic, telling you this is the, if this is Sahih, that sincerely, if they have assets, they can impregnate your daughters and they will tell them to abort. I'm not generalizing, but I'm saying the truth. But where are the Muslim women to handle them? But go let your call your men. I want a fan. Oh yeah, let us speak. Big madrasa. Yeah, in the matter. If not for mad, a lot of you know that they have women with. Even despite that, how many of our sisters are teaching there? Even Olodo that is strictly for women, how many Muslims are there? Let us be factual. So that is why talking about attaining excellence in our deen and faith, we need to focus on it. Let me start from the deen. Attaining excellence in deen is not an easy task. It's not what? It's not an easy task. In this environment where shiriku was the origin, except you don't know Yoruba history, Even some of us, you see, they are Ogunjemi, Abori Sade, and Sago Sekine, all these are our traditional names. Some are now trying to change it to Esewumi, Kene Kansuna Yemi, like I was comparing some names for Ami Suliole, Assessment DD yesterday. I saw his name, I was like, they changed his name. So soon as Ekeneka, I was like, that's not the way you are named. You only changed it. If you know Yoruba, Yoruba origin is of what? Shiriku in nature. We are some Afa, some Delabi Afa. They are still promoting those Shiriku practices up to now. Environment, where poverty is at its peak. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqri li'anna al-faqira kada an yakuna kafira. Sheikh Muhammad bin Tayyib rahimahullah, he explained, you know, part of our daily azkar is to seek Allah's refuge against poverty and what? Disbelief. Why? A poor person is prone to disbelief. In this regard, poverty has some people to church goers. There is something I'm 200% sure, not even 100%. I'm 200% sure. If Nigeria is better today, churches will lose their members. In mosque, go to the, what's they called? Go to the Western world. Islam remains the fastest growing. It's only in Africa because of what? Poverty, ignorance, and sickness. As said in a research. People of Africa, let us be factual, poverty is there, not only in Nigeria. How will you tell someone in America that Jesus, in Lord Lajua, afford you? When did Jesus become an optician or a specialist in that? They will not believe. They fear. And you know what you're going to tell them. Evangelist, this is what I'm going to tell you. You're going to tell them. A lot of people, sincerely yours, they are greatly affected with abject poverty. And that's one of the tools being used by Shaitan and its agent. With this kind of environment, we want to attain excellence in what? In religion. I'm telling you, it's not possible. So, will I say it's not easy? If you want to make it possible, let us take note of these 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 issues I want to raise. In attaining excellence in religion, we need to understand that inna dina inda Allahi al-Islam. When we are talking of deen, we are not talking of Judaism. We are not talking of Christianity. We are not talking of Jewish, all of you. We are talking of what? Islam. It is Allah in Surah Felix verse 19 that says, the only acceptable religion before Allah is nothing but Islam. In the same chapter, Quran chapter 3 verse 85, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَمْتَقِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقُبَ لَهُ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever speaks other than Islam, whoever practices any religion in addition to Islam, it will never be accepted of him or her. And in the hereafter, it will be among the losers, among the wretched ones, among the most unfortunate ones, among the dwellers of hell in the hereafter. If that is the issue, Islam remains the only acceptable religion before Allah. How do we attain excellence in that God-chosen religion? You know, it is easy to attain excellence in Christianity because Christianity is nothing than singing, dancing, and wasting your life. But Islam will tell you do's and don'ts. Do's of Islam. It will only be possible for those who Allah made it easy for. Please, are we together? Don'ts of Islam, those are the common practices in any given environment in the world. Jama, are we together now? Let me explain. Attaining excellence in Islam, it involves do's and what? And don'ts. And those do's, they are not something you do with easiness. Though Allah has given you the part of body to execute them, Allah has given you the brain, has given you the hand, but sincerely, laziness and satanic whisperings are there. Let me give you 3, 4, 5. Observing salat. Jamaah, I want to observe 2 rakah of suwi. How many days will I spend? Let us assume I read Fatiha and Qul huwallahu. Or Fatiha and Wal Asri. I can tell you that 2 minutes raka may not consume more than 5 to 7 minutes. But see the preamble. Jama, are we together? You want to observe solat. If you want to urinate, you must urinate. And use what? Water to cleanse yourself. Is that not partially strenuous? To lazy one. All because of solat, you will perform ablution. Yes or no? Yes or no? And naturally, here in Nigeria now, most families, they eat rice, amala, beans, bread. That's our commonest food. Yes or no? You see, people fast a lot these days. So this they put the time just again, you go take for you. By the time your ablution is spoiled, what are you expected to do? You renew your ablution before you continue your work. Your solat. Please, you want to observe just how many raka? Two, see the preambles before solat itself. This is due. The same thing you repeat 4 raka in Zuri, 4 raka in Asri, 3 in Maghrib, 4 in Isha. This is mandatory on all Muslims. Not these 17 raka that are problematic, but what surround 17 raka. Please, do we get it now? Hijab. You know me, a lot of what you women. That's why I do tell those using hijab that, hey, let us be conscious of Allah. Wallahi, this hijab you are using itself, it's not easy. I know a day I took niqab of my sister, Sister Bashir Hashim, then. I just used my sister niqab to cover my face, just for a few minutes. Sincerely, I was not comfortable. Though probably I'm using it after 2, 3, 4 weeks now. Probably I'm using it. But the first day I used it, I was not myself. I know one of my female students. That's what I do advise against. If you want to use niqab, you do have your niqab. Start using it at worst a week before your niqab. I know 3, 4, 5 kids of some of my female students. They nearly collapse in the of their niqab. I know. I was there in all those niqab. In fact, okay, we need to rush her in. Ya won't call, ya won't tell on only. Mbataria will joke so you are good. I'm not talking to you. Any last 2 weeks, see. But all that somebody get here, well, how are you? Well, like you see. Why she has not been using it before? Now she will use it for 2, 3 hours among the crowd. Please, though, one will still be, you know, by the time you are using it now habitually, it becomes part and parcel of it. That's why you see our things almost when they use niqab and there is cold, they will still feel cold. Why? Because hijab has become part and parcel of them. But at initial stage, it's not always easy, yes or no. Yes. You see all these dues. I'm talking about dues. When it comes to fasting, you know, say, well, I'm not going to have you on there, and you like you on there, and you like you on there, or what be, hey, you like you on there, okay, so be, and you're on there, you run it, you're on there. So, what's the generation, I'm going to cut down, you're on there. Oh, no, you're on there. Say, okay, therefore, for 10, I won't lose you. You're on there, you're on there, you're on there, you're on there. Do you know the problem? Fasting remains problematic to some people. Why? They love food. Why? They are addicted to eating. See, Ramadan is approaching now. It remains Friday, a month and 12 days. Hold on, Jehovah Allah. So, now that's where I like till and beyond. Please, I'm still using this opportunity. If you have some days fasting you missed last year, you have time to do it now. During Ramadan, I know a case of a married Muslim brought to us. There was rift between her and the husband. And the husband raised certain allegations against her. One of it was that she usually missed Ramadan. She said, hey, Oscar, now, in my family, people have to age 17. We don't normally fast. They don't normally pamper for us. My mother was saying, you need to be patient. I don't want you to die. Hey, you suffer. Some of you will look and we'll take you come along. After 1 year, they say, just. She was not my girl, just like, what will you do for me? What will you do for me? What will you do for me? Just like, I need to have your mother and family. You know the issue. Even though some of us who are fasting now, keep about the color of our gun. He may go for a Miki, he may not wait, he die away. Molly select from a fan, Jomi. In fact, there was a day I recorded 5 episodes for radio lecture. After recording, I observed my voice was gone. In fact, there was a day wàhálà ìmọ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ fi sì mi sọ àwọn sùkúl wà fi mí rẹ́rìn aláìsùn sáré ọwọ́ ebi ti ń pawẹ́. The top has left ẹ̀ kọ́ àwọn kékèké ń gbà mí wọ́n ṣe bí ẹbí òde láàká yìí ìyọ́ kẹ́rù pé ọlọ́run jẹ ẹgbẹ́ ọwọ́ adé ebi ti ń pawẹ́ àwọn ẹgbẹ́ òde àti ìdásùn lọ àlẹ́ àwọn ẹgbẹ́ wọn. You know, I finished that this is this lawage and as a mature person you must what you must fast. I'm talking about do's now. I'm talking about what do's. Let's come to don'ts. I just give two or three examples so we know we have them in hundreds. Under don'ts, let me cite two, three examples as well. You know, one of the commonest things that is very easy for women is backbiting. Women backbite a lot. Am I lying? And alas, forbidden backbiting. That is why if you want to be a conscious Muslim, please, by the time you see people backbiting, it's better you leave them. Or you tell them, please stop that backbiting. I imagine less if you're in a bad day. Through what? Backbiting. And some people in the Arafah, wallahi, they will pay. Those they are backbiting with their righteous deeds. And their issue went in hellfire. May Allah not make you among those. Let us be conscious. Allah has forbidden backbiting. Yes or no? Okay? Fornication. You know the issue? If not for Intolomba Sa and Ola Tike Kere, wallahi, Ninus Ruta and Nile Yuba, Unlorosina. I don't want to mention in the word. So, Banile, you buy your damn melody. They see now. Ninon Toro or Pony. Oto Dani, I want to know what I say. O Dani, I want to know hijab. So, my case is going to go on. Now, let us do it in this way. In authentic and disabled prophet, Musa Salam, he said, Man ala jariyate. Hatta tebluga wa tudroka. Dakhali tuane wa huwa li janna kahatay. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the time you train two girls until they reach puberty and they are married as virgins, you will be closer to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hereafter. Please, let us see what is happening. Say, I want to tell you about it. Allah is here for Tashi. Hey, my brother, I saw you by the way, but you are not fair. They be picking him up if I didn't test found woman. Do you so so? I'm so meta meta. That's what you can say. Why are you fun? Kẹ ẹ tó ní tẹ́ẹ̀kì máa check wọ́n tẹ́rù ó ṣe kí ni o ìjọ tí ń bá sáà ti rí ọgbẹ́ èso dìde ọmọ mọ́ tàbíjọ́ náà ó wẹ̀ ń tọ́ jábàálẹ̀ rẹ á lọ yọ ọ́dá rẹ fún wà láì àdánwò sí dáa ní àwọn ọmọ. If that is not understood, let me quote what happened at Ajun High School in Ogun State. The female principal in that school in Ajun, Ajun is not even far to Ibadan, it's not far to Apata. Ajun High School, I think Arabic, but you have to report you need to say on that side. The female principal in that school conducted virginity tests for SS1 girls. 300 SS1 girls. Out of 300 SS1 girls, only 38 were virgins. Yes, it's there on the internet, search for it now. Only 38 female students were virgins. SS1, not SS3. Not NC. Igbakinye da yin yabe ejo koyi. Gbogbo ama yin se ija fa se mese ma lo. Ta ma ti lo kefe won ko fi ka mo lorun ni se. Te ba ti gba fun won adanwo won lo le gbogbo ni de je. Gbogbo ama yin ofe lo jabu re teyin lo yi. Eyin ni ma ni le se lo jabu. Ijabu fashion. Se be ri ti mo ti kan won se let us mo se wa ma ba. Wa la yin fun yin ni for ti abi eyin o me fe yo ma le. Eni mo so so abi ni wa yo mo do ni wo iwo se wo ti 25 ni. Igbo ni wa wa njo ti awon obi ti 20 wa. You are silly. Gbogbo yẹn ọ̀yá fẹ́ ya wèrè mọ́ra yín lọ́wọ́ ẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ ṣe ní káyì ní ẹsẹ̀ ẹ mú kọ́lọ̀ jáàbù sẹ́yìn nígbà tí gbogbo ìfẹ́yìn wà bí àwọn ọmọ yìí sẹ́yìn máa mú kọ́lọ̀ jáàbù tẹ̀lá ṣe wẹ́dí dídọ́ alẹ́ fi kọ́lọ̀ fọ̀ ọ̀hún fọ́ ìbáwọ̀ láti máa kọ́ alọ́gbà àwọn ọ̀hún that's what they want to do now. They don't want to do pristine Islam. Because Shaitan is telling, is deceiving them. So that's why we need to intercept our efforts on our internal Teribia. Family Teribia. And the Muslim school. Same level as the Muslim school. Some of the virus is a Muslim school. And they are the guests who are still in the school visit. I'm from a lot of the virus. Some of the virus is a virus. We have to go to the now. We give them their antivirus. Even if they have one of their antivirus, they will have a virus to the lab. They will have a virus to the lab. You will not know. Because you have a virus to the lab. Please. Why am I saying all this? When it comes to some issues of the day, don't remain the most problematic, I'm telling you. People, they do fornication freely these days. So the people who are shaking you, Kaluku, you can't go to your own. So why do you keep feeling what's wrong with you? Introduction of Android phone. This Android phone of a thing, I'm telling you, is creating serious problems. That's why, you know, in the past, there was nothing like video calls, video chat, all this rubbish. Now, that's what the majority of children, they busy themselves with now. It's 24-7, they will not even sleep in the night. I think some will not even have high blood pressure or even stroke in the near future. They waste their lives on social media, on Android phones. So please, in attaining excellence in religion, the first aspect is do's and what? Don'ts. We need to move closer to do's of Allah. And we need to distance ourselves, to move away completely from don'ts of Allah. Fornication is said. So people fornicate around now. Even some married women now, they connect their ex-boyfriend on social media easily. And through that, a lot of evils are happening. Please let us be conscious of Allah. May Allah assist us and be with us. The issue of usually riba interest is there. You know some of these companies giving out loan now. All these health credit, Kenekan, they have introduced one thing. By the time they want to give you loan, they will ask you, it's online, they have their various applications, that they should have access to your what? Contact. Please, are we together now? By the time you not pay them, they will add interest. So they will now send messages to all your contacts. I've said this, I will continue repeating that. Muslims, let us be careful. Why will you destroy your image and your future and future of your children because of your words, of your disobedience to your creator? You get it now. In the recent times, I received a lot of text messages. Even I see from one of my students I've taught in the past. I called him instantly, please see me, what is happening? I went, you know, they have 35,000. They will not give you 500,000. They will not give you 200,000. They will not give you 150,000. You know what you are saying there, Yanreo? Or what you are saying there, Yanreo? In the world, Yanreo, they will not be sending messages. Like one of them now, they like one, thief, money, yes. But I have also got to say, don't know the thief. What is this? That's what they do. By the time they blackmail you, or tie your boss on the way. That's don't. It's one of the words, don't. And people are doing it all because I need money. Like if I know a woman, all because she wanted to do a graduation for the type, she went for loan. Konida for graduation. Graduate. Oh, graduate is in Oliva. Oh, graduate, you know, they have the money here now. Don't is, you know, only few people who are God-fearing, moving from Allah's. Don't. Allah's prohibitions. So that is part of excellence in what? In them. We have three other parts. That's why we call it components of the thing. Components of what? Of the thing. Number one is Akidah. Number two, Ibadah. Number three, Mu'amala wa Akhlaq. Let me explain these three components. If you want to attain excellence in religion, another aspect you need to focus is three components of the deen. Three components of what? Of the deen. Component one is Aqidah. That's the creed, authentic Islamic beliefs. This creed is what is problematic in people nowadays. You see all these Shia in our various areas now. They are becoming, you know, multiplying. You see women that cannot refer to her correctly. They'll be using one white hijab, the something they share and they defeat people. Because we are no more being that one in our various areas. And people, they are having financial issues, they are having health challenges, they are having a lot of other issues. So they feel like their problems will be solved when they go to share. Akida is people when it comes to authentic beliefs in Allah now, zero left. People they visit Abalist, Jalabiya Afas, among others nowadays. By the time they are encountered with some spiritual attacks, they don't know the solution, but they know they need spiritual intervention and they go to wrong people. May Allah assist us. Please, this Akidah, let us be treating it in our various homes with our children. Your belief with Allah. Allah is omnipotent. Allah is. Sera nkan ke gita ro le Olorun lagbara le le mi Allah afia. Omo to ba gbo si lori ko ni lojo nkan ti sin. Some girls they are lured into some of these evil practices because of some challenges. Omo tin la la kala. Someone is having a frightening dream. And she will be told, you need to come to our AFA, Afunjalabi of Nigeria Limited. You need to come to our share of Olodo Agbaye. And people will go to them. So the people can better understand. Hello, me already in your view. Okay, maybe in the Katio de Sabadine. While they are in your jewelry. So by the Fodo, like, let me give you an instance. I know a woman in one of our Ramadan radio programs. I normally, that's why I tell people. We need to be sponsoring Ramadan lectures, even after Ramadan. And a radio program, even after Ramadan. We that we anchor radio programs, we know, sometimes, that's why if you call me sometimes, I will not pick your call in Ramadan. Sometimes, I never will not even be reachable. If, come a party program, why? Well, like, Mama, can close him, I most of the days. To the point, we need to have him, we need to get him. Lẹ́tọ̀ tí mo ṣe lórí ìrìbá àwọn obìnrin ògùnpá ló pè mí jù ní ìbàdàn. Àfà, a máa ń tẹ̀kẹ́ ló pupa. Àfà, mo ní ìwọ, àṣẹ́rìbá ti wọ ayé báyìí. Àwọn obìnrin lọ́pọ̀ jù. Àìdí lára lẹ́tọ̀ ọ̀zìnà lórí rédíò náà wẹ̀. Àfà, ìbéèrè pọ̀. Ó jẹ́ kí n máa tún lọ láwùjọ. Dẹ̀ lórí àwọn táwọn èèyàn bá ní ìṣòro if Shaitan comes to them that I'm solution, they will follow Shaitan. Please let us study people. Recently there was a woman we studied in our area. If I tell you the narration, you pity her. If not that some of the brothers called our attention to it, she nearly left Islam because of financial problems. I'm telling you. Some people you may not have solution to their problem, but you may try to see how you can help them. Doing dawah is not by lectures alone. Some people, your dawah to them is to help them financially. And that will be a stepping stone to introduce them to where they will listen to what? Authentic lectures. I'm telling you. Now, in one of these radio programs, a woman called me that to stance. I've never given birth to any child since I got married. And I launched this lecture that blah, 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 blah. I said, can you see me? She came to our school. She explained in details. No problem. So some of this is partially spiritual. Okay, let us arrange you go care with some brothers. Go and get Buzul Fujul, get Abati Sauda, Mississippi Oni, be taking this one, be taking that one. Well, let us all on people do a good one. Come on, Musu in a day. Say, it was a team of Sabai. Bí ẹni pé mi lọ lọ́run tí mo sọ ọmọ fún ọyá rẹ̀rẹ̀gẹ́ èmi máa parọ́ fún ọlọ́mọ òdòdó the little I know nínú táwọn aláàjì sáàkì ẹ̀kẹ́ máa ń sọ ilé tí àmì lò láwọn akáǹpa síbù náà bá wí lẹ́yìn àwọn kọ̀ọ̀kan táwọn náà máa ń kà nígbà tá a fi ní ìsìn àmì full time teacher mi ò fi bára nǹkan bá mọ ayé ìjọ so full time teacher 7 days mo fi ń kọ́ ọmọ lọ́sẹ̀ mo ń lọ lé ìfúnpá ìjọ sunday so mi ò ní ijọ́ kan tí mi fi ṣe ìjẹ tísà ni mi online and offline. Mo can manage. We did look here for the woman and I recommend some preventive medicine for her. All you have is it. Come back, I do as you, but I have to connect her. So, and Bolon said, I do have it. While I learned from my own sorrow, coquette, you know, you call me. Fully tabloon, look.
She attends most of the lectures now. And both said, you're right. Salaamu alaikum, congratulations, that means you. Wallahi, what do you think about my wife? And she was crying. Olorun ja so kon dunu. E kon dunu da, wallahi o da. E kon dunu o ki gbona. O ma tutu be kon ba no je lo ma gbona. By the time you are crying out of happiness, you see the water will not be hot. But if it is out of sadness, the water will be somehow hot. The woman, you know, you never go from that day. Multiple program on your party call your bossy. Wallahi, you know. Another one at Amuloko came to me. Even she came that day, and I just went to Abami Muslim. My teacher, I'm not going by it. Abami weekend. Okay, but she did call you, and I just, oh, yes, yes, yes. So long, the Badua, she's not here. So my daughter, she had a long, 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 the Badua. Yeah, I'm not going to get to the right. Judge it now. Please don't leave people with their problems. Recommend prayers for them. Some people they don't believe in prayers alone. They want kasuna for one. They want to sell that for one. They want carry a rupee as he. Allah will look on fire for a warm zamzam for a kadu as he come on. Mao zamzam imashuri bala. I recommend zamzam a lot because there is authentic hadith that zamzam water is for purpose for which it is drunk. And to my mom, the line here, be alone, Mofelo, alone, the new Lunin, Mofelo, alone, the Baguari. Tell my sick back on the Gia, no, no, to the Shiriku. So please, when it comes to Akid, that is first component of Islam. Attaining excellence in what? In them. Your Akida, your Iman, your belief, your faith, your creed must be sound. It must be authentic. It must be strong. If it is not strong in this part of the world, I'm telling you, there are problems. Number two, ibadah. Number two is what? Ibadah. If you want to attain excellence in your thing, you need to be an abida as a woman, a devoted Muslim woman. And let me tell you something, and you agree? Wallahi, Allah man lo takorubuni. There is a small loan, last decade on your yard. Several of our fra, hello, a lot of our yard, what you want to be our way, sell it as soon as you know. So, my papa, I can't say so, and I follow me. Let us have a way, say, several of our hundred amount for 2 years, I wish you. Our yard, you don't demonstrate. Melo, no wife, let us be factual. He might be orphan or get there. He better love us a lot in Ramadan. Ebere la fode te ba se awon ya ti wa nta mo no te awon afa awon mo se daada si won olodun de gbadu awon lori awon mo won won sala adiyan won da si esin ni awon mo le ke o ti ri wa awon ya ni o fun lomi won fun le ja di won fun ni ta ba ni afa awon mo ti won o pada ke o ti won ki oyanju sele je ba ju bi you need to be closer to Allah. See our mother Maryam radiyallahu anha. She never had any husband. She the way Allah brought out Prophet Isa through her, even without any husband. You know, she worships Allah a lot. Please, are we together? Tell to be about to week in neighbor da. Hey, la ilaha illallah. Aba asiko to be about loyun sino. You move closer. Don't go ask. You need to do that to Allah every time. But by the time you are pregnant, you still need to be more closer to Allah. Please, let us take note of this. Nowadays, let's start from obligatory acts of worship. Salat. Who knows whether some women nowadays now, they hardly pray. Apart from this, you have been exempted. Please take note. If you want to attain excellence in your religion, you worship Allah at the prescribed time. Apart from obligatory aspects of religion, if you want to attain excellence in your religion, you should not be contented. You should not be satisfied with obligatory acts of worship alone. Please, are we together? You should have some supererogatory acts of worship. Like observing Salat al-Duha, like fasting on Monday, Thursday, like observing Tahajjud,
like reading Quran every day, like reading Suratul Kahf on Friday, like reading Mulku before you sleep, even you let your children be, you know, addicted to that, like spending on Allah's cause, like being generous. Jaman kilo buru karele amezi meta me me tell you olon sa mi de ke ko mata la se yokan se la la sa mata di masjid umu suke masjid umu mai so se la la si wa shuru ta won yan ti wa fe ku le o be lo so to ni saudi o awon si fe ku le nigeria awon ton ja si ma mo yo ma ta fun yin o wallahi mo be lo mo o wa nwa ni mi mo be lo ko lo si gbadua ni mo ma ro pe se de je la wa ra saudi se o so pe saudi ni kan je wa lu jene awon ma ja second awon ma ja si ma shuru mo be lo emi o be lo ndi wa ra ke mi de gbo ma se ma shuru fun ra go wallahi si mo be lo ni yen ko lo je mi ki ke ki ma ka ti mo ti ko mo so la si 1000 to ri olorun ni kan ki sponsor bi bo o bi 200 ki ti sponsor kan da bi 1 million I will be very happy, I will meet it in paradise. Must I depend on any country before I survive? Must Nigerians depend on Saudi or Qatar or Kuwait? That is the nature of environment. We need foreign support. But what normally causes problem for me is some of our people. They have been blessed through some of these free projects. They have arrived. Now they are multimillionaires. They are still expecting the same mushroom. Since they normally feel somehow disheartening and saddening. Bon le mio c'est de l'eau il doit être petit pas chou tell me le photo hour for me when I know from my own personal profit I can spend 20 million comfortably. I can spend 5 million. Okay, let's assume I can spend 20 million, but I know within a month, 2-3 months, I can do a free project of 1 million. Why can't I sponsor one borehole? Why will I keep waiting for by the time the borehole project comes from Kuwait or Sudan or Egypt or what have you? Those who are poor, they are developing, they are coming, you know, this one are coming. There are those that have come up already. Once they have come up, don't wait for Saudi Kuwait, I'm saying it. They want Al-Jannah. We want what? Jahannam, Abi. We want Al-Jannah as well. Spend the way they are spending. If you want to attain excellence in religion, apart from obligatory acts, you do what? Superrogatory. Zakat is obligatory. Those who are zakatable among us, let us say now zakat. After zakat, if you are not zakatable, you are sadaqatable. Try to pay your sadaqa. Try to give people from what you have. Some of us who may have probably establishment, if you know you have establishment, you have a company, you have a shop, and the money coming out from it, the profit, after the expenses, it is zakat, then please pay your zakat. You are paying zakat from your income. As I normally tell people now, I personally, as Rashid Hashim, I'm not zakatable. That my school, Mufluun High School, is zakatable. Why do I be hiding it? There's any call about one that profit in me. So I don't say, well, I'm Timba for me, we saw that calling. But on any every year now, for more than 3-4 years, I've been zakat on my school. Alhamdulillah. Allah ni'mati. But I individually, I'm not a, but who also flew and indirectly, who is raised a cat? But as individual, I'm not a cat because I collect salary from my school. But from the profit of my school is a catable. First time, second time, third time, added together, it is a catable. Why will I be saying to Allah? Please, if you want to attain excellence in your religion, you should not be saying this. You need to be generous as well. Not issue of Amazon, I'm saying. Spending is also ibadah. You know the hadith of Abu Bakr Siddiq, Rabbi Allah. I think we remember the hadith. The day Abu Bakr will collect certificate of paradise, he did some righteous deeds, yes or no? Man asba amin komole yawma saw iman. Who among you today, walking up as a fasting person, and Abu Bakr raised his hand. Who has given sadaqa, charity today? Who raised his hand? Okay, only fasting, Abi. Is he only salat? He also spent. Please, if you want to attain excellence in your religion, ibadah should be taken, you know, in high esteem. Number three on that component is al-akhlaq wal-mu'amalat. Alpha, my akidah will be useful for me in worshiping Allah. And it will be useful for me in not causing problems for the people in my environment. My salat will be useful for me alone and not causing problems for people. But this number three
people perceive it from me before knowing I possess Akida or Ibada. It's like something is.
Please, are we together now? This number three, please take note. If you lack it, people may not appreciate your Akida and your Ibada. Please understand this number three very well. Please understand it. People see me with my cap, with my turban, with my beard, with my jumping trousers. They have a kind of bad notion. I want to fast a blinking. Yes or no? I want to lay down. I want woman here. Is this your good behavior? That is number. Probably let me be. Since you are no more than this. Please, are we together now? Is this your attitudes, your behaviors, your ethics, your good conduct that will attract them to you and will attract you to them? Are we together? You see, some of these people, they see the way you react. Let's assume you are living in a rented apartment and another neighbor uses your gas cooker. Yeah, that's it. I don't want to use my gas cooker. I just bought the Guinea Katiri KG 1950 yesterday. Well, I will not take it easy. 1 kg is now 650. Why must you skin it? You must. Elea, so do. I'm not, you know. Say 1950, Elea, you can 650. Elea, KG meta, or there 1950. But that can't fight about it. My dad 2001, that's for you. Say 2000, what do you do? Money, man, what? Colony, Bobarani, and tell about it. So, Koja, Palo. Oh, I don't know. I need to talk to me. Okay, Bill. You work on a daff when you already look who you and say about the land. What to tell you? They were asking. And those people to report Logan's low tongue may not be good. Probably she needs to take your word permission. I that's the only error. Adi. But the utterances are worse than what she has done. You have offended her and you have offended Allah. Please, are we together now? That is why we need to train our children as well on good conduct. They should be morally upright. I want a far to pay up for local what you want to die off and what to get as soon as you want to pay one. I can mention 2-3 of them. Like my father, Badawi, Abdelrahman Abdul Karim, who is now in the Republic. I know the way they use for us. Usman Abdul Salam, I think he's in Ekiti now. He was one of my teachers, one of my mentors. That would have been all of them. I know the way they were addressing us then. He goes to my Pawale, brother Alagbaja, brother Alagbaja. Usman Abdul Imran is no more alive. May Allah forgive him. Usman Fawzi Harun, I don't know if you heard about now. Call on Kobani Tonwa Shibi Tambawa. You know, some of these stars, let me tell you, what I've learned from them is good conduct. They were very humble. They were patient. Like when I mean, Salam, and I will still spend his money on us while taking us to lectures. He was the first person that took me to Tefsir at Obalende around 96. I think I was in SS1 or SS2 at Eleta High School then. He will still buy something for us. I will take this at as you thought. That's why all of those people, what we saw in them, you know, attracted them to us. Not their knowledge, not their words. There's some of us now, probably we are knowledgeable, probably we are rich, probably we are ibadatic, probably we are akidatic, but we are akhlaqless. People will move away from us. So that is why we need to work on having good relationship with people. So let me leave attaining excellence in the deen like that. Now, let me spend the remaining time for attaining excellence in our various fields. Number one, before talking about excellence in your various fields, we need to know what are the conditions or criteria we need to focus before choosing a field or a career. There are certain problems we are having nowadays. Please, our mothers are here. You know, as mothers, as fathers, we don't compel our children to choose a particular career. We can only advise and counsel. Please, are we together?
Yes.
You can counsel. omo to ri pe ko mo ma si ko mo basic science sugba to ba n se ibo lenu bayi dan ni ko se science omo eleyin a ti ni o ti wulo ibo lodo lenu bi ibo omo eleyin ti e to ba fi di oja omo wo kabodi o je lo se ko ma se are jeje. Number one, in choosing career or field, we need to consider personal ability, capability, and capability. You need to consider brilliance, intelligence, and interest. Please, we don't just choose a field. Someone like me, alhamdulillah. Initially, I wanted to study economics. The first jam I wrote, I picked the University of Ibadan, first choice, economics, second choice, political science. I still saw the form, jam form, Ayejong, Paman Fizi, I see, I'm going to file it, you know the problem? Cause it's my own journey, KSAP ability, my own. Because I look at economics, I don't know. The next year, I wrote another jam. But that year, it was around 2002. Whoever knows the history, UI did not do admission in 2002. And I picked 2001-2002. I think there was a problem. Don't hear about the regime. He increased the hostel fee. UI students, they caused riots. And the school was locked down. So by the time we were filling jam, they will write you there. UI will not process admission next year. And I wanted to go to UI. I said, well, I can't wait for UI. Let me pick University of Ilorin. And that is the best for me in my life. Going to uni in Ilorin remains one of the best things that has ever happened in my life. It exposed me to a lot of things. Alekpo University is there. University of Ilorin is there. Even the environment of Ilorin is there and challenges we face. It assisted my Dawa career. And the people I connected at Ilorin, up till now, we still communicate. Even one of them, we still communicated yesterday. And I know the way, let me tell you, in fact, majority of those Unilom guys in Ilorin, they are the ones sponsoring our foundation, the man who's going to call you Islamic Foundation. I can tell you all the well projects we are commissioning. 80% of them are from the University of Ilorin graduates. And they have assisted a lot of people through me. In fact, they have offers, they are paying their school fees. Not only in my school, even in some other places. That has, never just rewards everyone. But the issue is this, that year that I picked UNE Learning, UI did not do admission. I now said, should I pick economics and political science again? And Allah wanted to guide me. You know, there are a lot of ways through which Allah can guide. I was now listening to a radio program. Donnie Mauludin Nabish. They invited one scholar, let me say one scholar, from University of Ibadan. The way he was discussing, I was not even a graduate, that I was going to Madul Arabi, I knew this one was saying rubbish. But when I have to connect you that do, ni Madul Arabi now. I now felt like, no, I think I'm really back in African Islamic studies than political science and economics. That's how I changed my course to Arabic and Islamic studies. I felt, no. We need to have people who are sound in Arabic to go to Arabic and Islamic studies. And alhamdulillah, up to now, wallahi, I'm not regretting it. I can tell you, I've achieved better than medical doctors in the world. Where I'm talking, medical doctors should not talk there. Where they are talking, they deal with health. I deal with health and other issues. I'm not elevating medical doctors, understand me. But I'm telling you, medical doctors, they have not achieved 20% of what I've achieved. In terms of guiding people to what Allah loves most. Alhamdulillah, wa ni'matil Islam, wa ni'matil ilm, wa ni'matil faham. Sincerely yours. If I've studied economics and politics, I don't know how I would really vote. I don't know. Say my economics in Nigeria, I can be my politicizing. Sincerely, I'm comfortable. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, please, that is in our precious time. In choosing career, because if you don't understand this topic, attaining excellence in your field may be difficult. Number one is to choose a field, a career you have interest in. Don't compel your children. Please, I'm still repeating. Number two, you consider the need of the Muslim Ummah. The need of who? Let me tell you, Muslim Ummah, we don't need performing art these days. You may not need it. But if you have one out of 1 million studying, probably they may be useful. So I mean, you may not need too much Muslim sisters studying, you know, some courses. I don't want to mention, so people will not feel I'm relegating some courses. But let us study Muslim Ummah now. With what is happening, we need some courses, yes or no? Our presence. That's why. Do you know enemies of Islam? They have studied us. Do you know where they wage wars against us most? Let me tell you, in medicine and law. And Moscow. You don't know the wage wars against us. If not this, our sister, may Allah reward the sister. She is also a master. Can you see laugh and get him over the way? Or you can't offend with the king of yours for long. While I am a tone neck and wear me, or my mother, Dali Lenin, he is a fire to me. I even add from authentic source, they wanted to bribe her that only you should use it now. She said, I'm not fighting for myself alone. This is fighting for Muslim Ummah. This is fighting for Muslim. The next convocation they will do at law schools, different law schools in Nigeria, we now show our sisters, using the jab, unknowingly we had a lot of Muslim lawyers. Why? Their morale has been killed. Let us be factual, sincerely. You know, one will feel like killing sele yi to your law. Say, if tabugba won ma wa ni e kan wulo fe se ni. They wage wars against our sisters in health related courses. Nursing, medicine, pharmacy, botany, among others, anatomy, most especially medicine and nursing. You know the case of OAU now is still there. Kini wale kilo rifu one guy, don't know their problem. Even all just hijab they are fighting. For me, it's not even hijab now. I don't know a single female student that use that their small case as a student of Muslim high school. They know the parents know. I have student handbook, and I give all students once they get admission to my school. Need be all or me was I say woo. So they come and reward. I want to say some male apple. I want to pay. I want to one for ten one war. Patalasani, one was now feeling when the Omar and one could never patalasolo muflu. No, they are waging wars against our sisters, studying medicine, studying law, studying nursing. And all these hijab they are even waging wars against. They are not even the hijab recommended by Allah. They are only half bread is better than what? Than none. Not even the real hijab now. Is that real hijab? Let's say one over eight bread is better than what? Is better than none. Not even up to half. But at least some of the Muslim standard. And those using niqab, they are fighting them. What is your problem? You go make war, as I say, and you are fighting those who are doing the right thing. Please, we need to look for the need of the woman in picking your field, or your work, career. If really you want to be a professional, that will be useful for Islam. Number three is advice from sincere experts. You know, sometimes people see you. They can say one or two things about you, yes or no. They are women who are like irrelevant. They say, I'm not to judge you. She must come all down. I'm like, I'm not to carry you about you and come here by. I'm not going to go down to you again. She said, I'm not going to go down to you. I'm not going to go down to you. I'm not going to go down to you. àrùn àwà lẹ́kẹ́ lọ sí yorùbá ní ọba dájú kẹ́ẹ̀bẹ̀ ìṣọ̀ṣẹ̀jú márùn-ún ẹ̀ ti pọ̀wé 27 ẹ lọ sí yorùbá ẹ jẹ lọ ń bẹ ayé máa kọ àwọn àwẹ ní yorùbá a níbi àwọn tí ó ṣe yorùbá let me be frank with you àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ táwọn ọmọ yín kà sùn fẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ níjọba lè kàwé ìwé orí bú ní àdéni choice ìjọba lọ́ recommend ẹ̀ in fact I raise it nínú àwọn programs tá a ṣe ní army schools wà ẹ ti recommend yorùbá fẹ̀sí irú ìwé ọ̀rẹ́ ẹ̀ ni orin jésù wà nù ẹ̀ àwọn ìwé yorùbá táwọn ọmọ ń kà fún literature jẹ́ spirit even the one recommended by your state now they are trash and they will tell us pé àwọn òrí mi ok mélòó ni wa náà lọ kọ́ wí ní ìsìn ṣùgbọ́n ìyẹn kọ́ ní ìṣù gan ẹwà wo jamb nítorí yẹ ká láwọn olórí ilé jamb ní ẹ sẹ́yìn pé olóyè nínú àjàmbù ẹwà tí jamb recommend ìwé fẹ́ pé abdullahi mala abdullahi mùsùlùmí lẹ́ni tọ́kọ́ gan inú ń bí àwọn kan mo ní ẹ lọ pokùn so ni nígbà tẹ́yìn recommend ìwé jésù láti jọ táwọn ọmọ wa ń ṣe ọpẹ lóúnjẹ rẹ ní class níjọ second kàwé yẹn sùkúrú ni ìjọ wo ni sùkúrú mi di sùkúrú ìṣirí yóò mo ní mo dáràn wàhálà ẹ̀ mo sáré bóde kúrò lọ fífi mo bá fi mi sá lágbájá wọ́n ti sáfì oní tó wà ní ìwé kíni mo bá wò yéé ní táwọn ọmọ tèmi ọmọ kà sùkúrú rè tún ọba sí káwọn wọn fẹ lè ṣẹyìn we need our sister that we go and study yorùbá not only medicine or law or mass com or pharmacy we need the ọmọ yìí tó bá wà ní àtì tọ́lọ̀ ọmọ ni ó sì ṣe kọ́kọ́ ọmọ ọmọ yìí gẹ́rì ni wọ́n gbọ́ yorùbá mọ́ lágbájá bá ń gbé korondodo múmi náà wọ́n ti korondodo wọ́n ti sẹ́ńtẹ̀ yìí àgélọ́mọ̀ kọ́ ọmọ tí ń jẹ́ korondodo sẹ́mọ̀ wò bá ń wá ìkéèmù bá mú kéèmù ń bẹ̀ ọ̀kí lẹ́wọ̀n ti jẹ́ kéèmù wàhálà ọmọ tí a bá rí pé ọlọ́run ni ọgbọ́ yorùbá àwọn ọba ó sì wà ní àásì ẹjọ́ lọ ṣe yorùbá yóò wúlò fẹ̀sìn kí mo ní ọ̀sẹ̀ jẹ̀mọ́ yóò wúlò ẹjọ́ mo kọ̀wé yorùbá tí àwọn ẹ̀kọ́mẹ́ǹtì ní ministry táwọn òfin ní máa kàwé lórúkọ jésù mọ́ please sincere advice from sincere experts if sincere experts dey give you advice feed the bible lọ́yẹ̀ kẹ́ ẹ wà it is one of the then parents influence now. Kòsí tó burú kóbi wa náà influence wa once you know you have your ability to do it and you are interested in it but as parents once you want to influence your children and they are not interested please leave them with what they are interested in provided it is not against Islam. Now excellence in feeds and that will be the last part of the lecture. If you want to attain excellence in feeds take note of these 5 to 10 points. Excellence in your choosing career in your various fields is easy once you have understood some of these points I want to mention. Number one is dedication and commitment. Alijidu man jahada fina lanadiyannahum subulana. You need to be dedicated and committed to whatever you want to do. See those boys doing carnival around. Are they not dedicated to it? See those, what do you call it? CNURTW boys. Are they not dedicated to their class? Some of them are going to go to the house. See some of these guys, you know, the bandits, the rapists. They are dedicated to their satanic cause. If you want to attain excellence in anything you are doing, you need to be what? To be dedicated and committed. Number two, self-development. Self-what? Self-what? You know, Edges of Kekafo, you know, Omotoshi Akante University. Some of them, you say, Banki, what color is seminar for me? Kèése only first class pẹ̀lẹ́ ò bàbá first class tó ní inú òwe nù. Please in our choosing careers in our various fields we need self development self worth. Ìwọ ló tún ra ààrẹ kọ́ ó tún ra ààrẹ bí. You count you may never attain excellence if you are not developing yourself. Like some of us now. At the time that we are mad with Nairobi, even up to now, not out of arrogance. So I know some of my colleagues, my classmates. One mama wa ba mi pe, no shit. Gbogbo awon ti ato ma ko ti, se ba jo wa le to ni. Ibo lo ti ma ri mo, eyin igbo wa ti ara ji sa fun dele ni. kafabada koti ato she like perceive baba solu fe mi wallahi alaji kan de loje kinra ki won de baba isu baba solu fe mi won ti jere ai ma ye ti aban bi sala gbe ka koti ato awu ban bayi ki ma gbo pe afa kan ba koti ato se bi won so bi e ko ra phone nla ni won lo emi lowo kinra phone la phone kekere pala sa ti mo nlo na re tori ka le record modification ile kan ma ba sa je ki le gan na ina de fe tan lori e. You know certain things. Some of us, we are developing ourselves. This is not the way we were 10 years ago. This is not the way I was last year. Every time I'm trying to develop myself in my choosing career. Okay, let me give you an instance now. During COVID-19, tiny one did our college with MC, time we have ourselves still in Noah. You know, some of our staff, they were unable to do MC. Why? Why? Koro and they have not developed themselves to defy some other means. Throughout Ramadan in COVID-19, I did tafsir. I did what? And people are following my tafsir online because it will show how many views. Even there was one, I think about 1,000 views. We did tafsir for Allah and Allah alone. There are some people, they appreciate little things you do. You sounds, I depend on the data I call. I was finding number, I can't know, but I send the data there. Hello, me. I just send the account. I can't send the whole bed. You know, coffee, like a brother from outside Nigeria. He sent 2,000. Yes, that way. What is that? The closest to pull down. That way, because I have a family. Our intention was not because of money. Just see coffee the day again. I saw our Facebook, Facebook. Coffee did say that I have a same one. Awa la akema. Bobo nkato ja buru kolori ibu. Last year now, awa mawa ansuku wa ansete siri. Asi tumbe si fezu. So la yoko ashi ma buru omeko sine jina Egypt ilo wa. Kolema wolf tef siri me almost every day. You also like your comment. You be the question what's up. Afa akana mbe la buja ki moma. Ouno wo tef siri wa. Lata buja. Your comment, your like, your share. Afa. Students, you are me number. I have a student in London who know what I see through Facebook Live. What am I share a link here? I find that you're the COVID. A new set of CD on Facebook Live. Yes or no? Hey, damn alone. Though I've been using Facebook Live almost a decade ago, I'm going to let alone sister group in Tanka. Now, if I am interested, I will have Facebook this lecture live. But the light on my phone cannot do that. And the second one for recording is not with me. And here to any pay hello me, Papa Facebook, you mama bear with you. While I let your person love me, or Mati one TB, only Pada will lend you 20 years. Your man, I let you love the donor, I don't like it. Every year, no money more viewers. I would have a Bruno, I'm sorry, I have to quote my Jalodo alone. So let us be conscious. Please, self development. Self what? And there are ways of developing yourself. Oh. There's some people they have, you know, concluded that a meal you cannot move out to my 50. Same, I'm thinking about last week. I was talking about low type pricing or low work. And what I was like, don't I want to use a business studies? Same, man. How are you going to do this thing? Okay. Same, I don't want to do one more party. Mo le fa e je so koro e le ba bi kini kara da temo na tek te ba se ero e gbo mi ala won ti lu awon aro oko awon school how will you type awon ijoba o roju ti e paye won tan ti kowo je toro won ti dojuru ni yun how will you type a letter of e te ero wa mi o tun wa gbe ti so na o tun wa pe yo wa se we bi we re bai but if it was to be on the system now you correct you edit if you print error you know you are not editing very well you edit you do everything you print if there are some errors you reprint. But this one, you can't retire. You continue placing the sorry, the same spot. Please, are we together now? Some of those people have not developed themselves. You know, in almost all fields now, there are developments everywhere. If you want to attain excellence in your field, you need to develop yourself. Are we together? Number three is nothing but field trip. What do I call it? In your choosing field, there must be some journeys, some excursions you need to embark upon. If then you want to attain excellence, yes or no? There are certain things they will not teach you in book. If you watch it on YouTube, you may not get it like all the excursions I've been doing in my school. I can tell you, it has added to my knowledge. It has added to my what? My knowledge. You can't just stay alone and you want to develop yourself. Field trips, sometimes there are certain excursions related to your own choosing career. By the time you are there, you will have learned a lot. Let me add two more and I will leave. Number four is extensive research. What do I call it? Knowledge is dynamic. Do you agree with me? Knowledge is not static. Dynamism is there. Knowledge changes. There are improvements in knowledge. Please, if you want to attain excellence in your field, you need to be embarking on research every time. Let me round it off with the issue of time management. Time what? What do I mean by time management? If you want to attain excellence in your choosing career in your field, you need to know how to spend your time judiciously. Time is life. Al-waqtu wal-hayat. Al-waqtu, your time is your life. By the time one has wasted one's life, please, one may not be able to attain excellence. Hello, I want to be giga. They don't waste their words, their time. They don't waste their time at all. Please let us be conscious of that. And let me add, fervent prayers. You need to be prayerful. You need to be what? Yoruba people say, "Any tiko kwe ba ulo shekini o ulo man lo." There are some people. Please, they are just endowed by Allah. They are just what? Don't compare yourself with them. Please, prayer does a lot. Prayer does a lot. Sari no kama se adua. Along, like, let me give you an instance. A friend. I think he's now associate professor. He has not become a full professor. Sari gani, wale adua anishe tunshi. There was one of our friends, very brilliant. And another one, even got our new school, his lecturer in one university, and I don't want to mention the university. Suddenly, because you know our best 20, you know, class. He might have tried the enemy. He lost Paris by all of the ship on scholarship. He started his master PhD, and within a few years, he became a PhD holder. Iwoto lo onba sa no to gbadura re o fe se kini o fe gbe oga. So that is why we need to be fervent in prayers. We need to be prayerful. We need to be supplicating to Allah. Through prayers in your choosing career, there are some other things Allah will do for you that will assist you in taking you up. Our mother Aisha, an excellence in film. I want to use our mother Aisha to round up this lecture. Are we together now? According to the history, there was a lecture I delivered the other time on our mother. I think it's available on Dawa Nigeria. If you can get the lecture on Aisha. So I explained a lot of things in that lecture. But let me summarize it here. Our mother Aisha was an expert in nothing less than 7 different things. How many words, please? Do you know because of what I'm saying? You can be an expert in different fields. Don't limit your chances to one chance. Our mother Aisha, radiyallahu anha, she was an expert in tib, in medicine. In what? In what? How did she attain excellence in medicine? Nobody taught her medicine. She learned that through her inquisitiveness. Through her what? Inquisitiveness. She usually asked questions from people. When you are suffering from stomach pain, what did you use? She would document it. During your own menstrual pain, how did you solve it? She would document it. She would compare your medicine with her nursing. She will recommend this for this. She will recommend and she will observe. And to back gabo yele loba laramu. And to back lakere ni o. Through her own expertise, she became an expert in what? Anybody for all you? Knowledge of sharing the bequest. Aisha was an expert, and this knowledge only few men can share the properties left behind by a dead Muslim. Our mother Aisha was an expert in this knowledge. Are we together? Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she was an expert in fiqh, in Islamic jurisprudence. Number three. Our mother Aisha was an expert in hadith sciences, in knowledge of hadith. Number five, our mother Aisha was an expert in Arabic poetry, Shirul Arabi. She was an expert in Arabic words. As a tabar and told Jeffrey on my work, and yeah. Say, when you are your bataram playing, and now work out of that, as you want, come on, work out there. Sincerely, yours, all these poems. If you are sound, you can compose, not just in English, you can compose in Yoruba, and you have CD, you attach it to it. So you say, I want my top back in how only your story. Indirectly, you are preaching Tawheed. You are preaching what? You are preaching what? Boom, go, bat, akolu, ami, neka, oh, neka, oh, neka. Do you know many of these poems? Do you know what this poem is teaching? It is teaching nothing. Listen very well. That is the beginning. Kulu shein fanin illa lau bakin ahadon famadon la yamutu am. Do you know the implication of this poem? You are preaching that Allah is omnipotent. Allah is omniscient. Allah is ever living. Do you know what you are doing through that poem? You are preaching Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. The monotheism you spent 3 hours teaching, and your children will still not understand. You have summarized it in a stanza. Yes or no? Our mother Aisha was an expert in Arabic poetry. You know some of these poems, when we were young, they brought us up with them. We memorized them. By the time we were chanting them, we feel elated, we feel happy. Where are those poems nowadays? Where is oh, ni logo. Where is oh, ni number. Is that what children are saying now? Please, we need to return Yoruba poems. Those Yoruba didactic poems that are preaching Islam. Abi Anabi Silumaka. O si je iran larubawa abudu lain babare anena tu ne yare unje akofe yawo anabi khadija tu kubura. Do you know what that poem is teaching? It is teaching tarikh. Everything is not about tawhid alone. You can compose poem to teach fiqh, to teach tafsir, to teach history. See, Abi Anabi Silumaka, first of all, was born in Mecca. Osi Jai, he was an Arab. Abdullahi Babad, Abdullahi was his father. Amina Tuni Yare Nje, Amina was his mother. Akofe Yawo Anabi, the first wife of the prophet was Khadija. Are you not preaching? Are you not teaching prophetic history? Please, you get my point. Our mother Aisha was an expert in that field. Ilmu Nasab, genealogy. Ilmu what? Genealogy. That's one of the problems of Yoruba people. If I want to examine us now, if I myself, I will fail. I know my father as Ashim, my grandfather as Abdurrauf Olapade. Those are the two I know. Genealogy is to know your lineage in such a way that you can mention like 19, 20. Our mother Aisha, she was an expert in that. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ a ní sẹ́ àwọn bàbá àbá wa yẹ́ra wájú. Mọ́mọ́ màmá mi, mo sì mọ́ kọ bàbá mi, mo kọ ya màmá mi gan. Bàbá wọn gan mo bí àbúrò wọn nígbò ọ̀la ní pé kí ló kọ bàbá yín náà ni à? Sọ̀làhùdéèni, ẹ̀ ń sọ́kọ̀ bàbá náà Abdullahi Ubah Gilepi. mo si akosi na we make ati mo dedicate yes one in to je ki mo ko baba won in mo ko baba won je in ti awon ti bere o kilo ko mama won na be an dey enjoy me ti ma ti fi won gbora. You get it now. These are some of the problems with us in Yoruba land. We don't study our families, our lineage. Our mother Aisha was deeply rooted in that faith, among other things. Please, who can tell us that Aisha did not attain excellence in religion? You can see her own is even more than excellence. She attained excellence in religion and what? And are choosing seeds. She alone chose different seeds and she attained excellence in them. So that shows it is still possible to combine two, three seeds and you excel. You excel in tailoring, you excel in baking, you excel in medicine. Like I have a friend, you know, I'm published, I think I've even lost his contact. I'm happy, I'm already alone. My brother, I love, he's a traveler's guide, me, wherever I saw the book. He published the book for me, and he is a medical doctor. He was also like, but that, he will love you, he will say, print it, love you, he next thing. Well, I like to about print you, we buy, you know, you see my dad, and the medical doctor. He attained excellence in medicine, and excellence in what? Printing. He's done. Please, we need to attain excellence in our religion and faith. Our faith. That will be my last explanation. Attaining excellence in your field should not be at the expense of your religion. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.